Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now in Masechet Bav Metzia, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bet at the top of the Amud, continuing with our analysis of Maaser Sheni and Pidyon and Chomesh. Marava Gabe Gezel Ktiv, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, there are four areas where there is Chomesh, and now we're going to assay them and see how they connect. Gabe Gezel Ktiv, Chamishitav Yosef Alav, you have to pay the Chomesh. And notice that the word chamishitav is in the plural. Utnan, what does the Mishnah say in Bava Kamma? Natama with a keren nishbalo ala chomesh, if you paid the keren and swore that you didn't owe the chomesh, and then it turned out you were lying, or is it mosif chomesh al chomesh? You continue to add a fifth on that fifth. In other words, when you're liable for that, you have to pay that. And let's say you continue to do it. Aichin ma'ita keren b'chot mishav bruta. Until keren becomes less than shav bruta, then you're done. Gabi Trumaktiv, in the context of Truma, it says, Ishki Yochal Kodesh Bishka Gabi Asaf Chamishito Alav. Now there it's Chamishito in the singular. Utna, nonetheless, say, Ochel Trum Mishog Mishalim Karen Vachomesh. Echad Ochel Vachad Ashote Vachad Asach. You have to pay Chomesh. Echad Truma Tora Vachad Truma Tmeya. Mishalim Chumsha Vachumsha to Chumsha. You have to pay a fifth and a fifth on the fifth. Meaning, if you set aside the fifth and then you ate that, you have to pay Chomesh on that. Now, in the context, therefore, of Gezel, it's very clear, both from the context of the Pasuk and the Mishnah, that you pay a Chomesh on a Chomesh. Same thing with Truma, although it's not as clear in the Pasuk, and we'll deal with that. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, it says nothing of the sort in the Pasuk. There's no such Mishnah. We never even asked it. It's very clear to us that you don't pay a Chomesh on the Chomesh. Gabe, there's no real context for it either. Gabe Hekdesh Ktiv, however, in the context of Hekdesh, it says, Makdisha Igalot Beto V'yasaf Chamishit Kesef Erkacha. Now notice, it doesn't say Chamishito, it's Chamishit. You pay out a fifth. Now, Utnan, what does the Mishnah say? Hapotet Hekdesho Mosif Chomesh. You have to pay Chomesh. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say whether you add a Chomesh on a Chomesh. Chumsha Tnan. Chumsha to Chumsha Lo Tnan. Right, we don't have such a statement. The question is, do you pay a chomesh on a chomesh? We find in the case of Gezel and Truma that you do, in the case of Masa that you don't. What about Hekdesh? Might. Gabi Truma Ktiv V'Yasaf, Gabi Hekdesh Nami Ktiv V'Yasaf, you have the Asaf Chamishito Alav, and perhaps V'Yasaf is what drives the information in Truma, that you have to keep adding it, as it were. So the same thing here. Odilma Gabi Truma Ktiv V'Yasaf, now take a look at this. Ishlak Shaklat Le Levav. If you were to take the Vav of V'yasaf, really it should be the Yod, and V'shadit le'al chamishito, and you add it to the word chamishito in Truma, Havile chamishitav. What it really is saying here is the word chamishito, written with a Vav at the end, since there are no nikudot, could be read chamishitav, which means it's chomishes in the plural. There it says chamishit. So therefore, even if you took the vav and put it here, sof chamishito, it's still chamishito in the singular. Meaning, the word chamishitav, chamishito, which written in the context of truma, could be read chamishitav. Here, chamishit can't be read any other way. So it's only one fifth. So therefore, maybe you don't add a fifth for Hekdesh, a fifth on a fifth. But typically, the Havilei Hekdesheni. Wait a second, why are you even asking the question? After all, what would the Hekdesh be, the Chomesh be? The Chomesh should be Hekdesheni. In other words, you dedicated something. Then you redeem it for the Karen plus a fifth. Then you want to redeem that fifth. You have to pay another fifth on it? Well, it's Hekdesheni. Meaning it's the secondary Hekdesh. It's not something you originally were Makdish. It's the sort of after of it. You don't add chomesh to hekdesh sheni. So I'm a little popular Ravina. Achia Marav, Rav disagreed. He said chomesh ketchilat tami, hekdesh tami. Chomesh is like the hekdesh itself, just like we had before, where Rav said chumsho kamoto. My habiel. So what's the halacha? Rav Tavu Mishmei Abaye Amar Krav Yasaf Chamishit Kesef Erkecha Makish Chumsho LeKesef Erko. So Abaye agrees with Rav that the chomesh is like the keren itself. Just like you add a fifth to the principal, you add a fifth to the chomesh. Okay, gufa. I'm Rishu ben Levi. Halakdash Rishon Mosif Chomesh, Halakdash Sheni in Mosif Chomesh. Good. That was Rishu ben Levi's ruling, that you do not add a chomesh to Hekdesh Sheni, meaning something that came as a result of a Hekdesh. I'm a Rava. My time to Rabbi Rishu ben Levi. So Rava, even though he disagreed with it, what is Rishu ben Levi's reason? Tamar Kravim Makdishi Galat Beito. Somebody wants to redeem his house. You have to add a fifth. Hamakdish v'lomarpis. So it's only the one who is makdish and not somebody who associates his hekdish with that. Meaning, he comes and redeems it and then wants to redeem what he redeemed. Or what he redeemed. Or perhaps he associated his hekdish with another hekdish and wasn't makdish l'chatchila. Alright, that's his reason. Now, Tani Tana Kamei de Rabbi Elazar. We have a Tana who was in front of Rabbi Elazar taught the following. Vim ba behemat me'au fadaver kecha. If you were makdish a behemat me'au, like a donkey that of course can't be a korban and also can't be used in any way directly by the mikdash, then you redeem it. Ma behemat me'au miyuchedet. What do we know about behemat me'au? Shetchilata hekdesh. First of all, it was only hektish at the beginning. And second of all, it's all going to go la shamayim. None of it can go on the mizbeach. None of it can be eaten by people. Umo'al in ba, and there's mi'ila. Of course, it's chilata hektish for sofa la shamayim, mo'al in ba. So that's the rule of mi'ila. Now, Amar la Rabbi Elazar l'tana. Rabbi Elazar turned to that tana and said, Bishlama kula la shamayim. I understand what your characteristic that you're describing is kula shamayim, limute kochim kalim. Saying kochim kalim are not in that class. Since after Zrikas Adam the Bailim can eat it, therefore there's no Me'ila. What are you establishing by saying it's Tchila Tektish? So Tchila Tektish should Ipe Me'ila, so Hektish Leipe Me'ila. There's only things at the beginning of their Hektish have Me'ila, and later on they don't. At the end of their Hektish they don't have Me'ila. So Dilma Le'inyan Chomish Kamart. Maybe when you said Me'ila here, you were using it kind of loosely and you meant Pidyon. And maybe you're saying about Chomesh that only things that are the first step of Hekdesh, meaning that were not the result of a Hekdesh or that come after of a Hekdesh, but they themselves were the original focus of the Hekdesh, are liable for Chomesh or Shuban Levi. So Marle in Hachi Kamina. The Tana said, yes, that's exactly what we said. Okay, I'm going to Vashtu Avina Behema Tmea Betchilat Hekdesh Ikta Be'emsa Hekdesh Leita. Wait a second, the Behema Tmea is Kodesh only at the beginning, but not in the middle of the process, only at the end when it's redeemed that it's no longer. There's only Tchila and Sof, it's not at the end. At the end, it's not Hektesh. But it is in the middle. So you should add a Chomesh for the fact that it is Be'emsa Hektesh. We want to compare Emsa Hektesh to Sof Hektesh. Sof Hektesh Eino Mosif Chomesh. You do not add Chomesh for something that is at the end, meaning at the end of the process, that only came along lately. Only for things that are the original hektish. So Rav Zutra, Bereid, Rav Mary, the Ravina, what do you say? My chazit medami lei l'sof hektish. Why compare something that's in the middle of the process to sof hektish? Nidme l'tchilat hektish. Compare it to the beginning. Amrali mistabra l'sof hektish havelei v'dumi. It makes more sense to compare it to the end of the process. Right? Why shekein nitpas min nitpas? Because after all, Tchilat Hektesh is unique. It is the original thing that the guy said, this is Hektesh. Everything else, somebody said, this is like that. This is in lieu of that. This is taking the place of that. Right? Adarabah, Tchilat Hektesh, Havelinuay, Lehefech. We should compare everything here to Tchilat Hektesh. Why? Shekein Davar Sheish Acharav Kedusha, Davar Sheish Acharav Kedusha. Because we should compare things that have Kedusha after them, Emtsa Hektesh, because it has Sof Hektesh, to Tchilat Hektesh, which has afterwards Emtsa Hektesh. Right? In other words, you can look at it from both perspectives. Emtsa Hektesh is similar to Sof because it could be coming from a Hatfasa. On the other hand, Emtsa Hektesh is like Tchila because it has one that follows it. So Kedama Rava Ha'ola. Rava said commenting on the opening parsha, Parsha Tzav, says Ha'ola means Ola Rishona. So here the Hachanami Hatmeya means Tmeya Rishona. Therefore, it's only Tchilat Hektesh. So Tanei Kamei Torah Bishuvan Levi, we have a bright that supports Bishuvan Levi. Parazu tachat parashal hektesh. If you say I'm switching this para for that one, talitzu tachat talitshal hektesh hektesho padui. That's a good pinyon. We're not talking about tamura here. We're talking about kedushat damim. Hektesho padui viad hektesh al yona. The hektesh gets the control, and as far as the amounts go, parazu b'chamesh slaim tachat parashal hektesh. But if you set an amount, talitzu b'chamesh slaim tachat talitshal hektesh hektesho padui. You only add a chomesh for redeeming the original one, but not for the one that was its substitute. So you see, Rabbi Shimon Levi's reason is that Rabbi Shimon Levi's position is supported by the Braita that Hektesh Sheni doesn't have chomesh. Okay, the next Mishnah, it's a very famous Mishnah, but the Gemara is not going to deal with the famous part of it. Ha'ona arba'a kesef. Right, that's something that we already saw. The Hatana Shtei Kesef. That's something that we'll see in Shavuot, which is that when you make a claim that's going to generate a Shavua on the part of the defendant, That the minimum is 2 ma'a kesef. You claim less than that, there's no shvua. V'hodah shavapruta. Hodah shavapruta is the response to that. If the fellow responds and says that he owes at least, admits to owing at least a pruta, then the shvua can start. If he says, I don't know anything, or I owe half a pruta, no shvua. Now, chamesh prutote, that leads us to this. There are five things where the minimal piece is a pruta. Hodah shavapruta, you have to at least admit to a debt of a pruta to create shvua modib miktzat. V'shamin kadesh v'shavapruta, as per Beit Hillel, Kiddushin of a woman are b'shava pruta or more. Fanana b'shava pruta ben hekdesh ma'al me'ila only operates if you got at least a shava pruta of hana'ah from hekdesh. Famotse shava pruta chayv lachiz. If find an aveda, only if it's worth a pruta or more, is there any chiyuv of achraza? Fagoz l'chaver shava pruta v'nishbalo. If you stole and took an oath that you didn't have it, and then you want to admit it, you'll hichana v'charav v'filu madah. You have to follow him to the ends of the earth to get it to him. You can't wait till he comes back, only if it's a pruta or more. Okay, so the first thing Gemara asks is Tanina Charazimna. Oh no, Arba Kesef, we've already learned. Miasim Arba Kesef the Sela earlier in our parak. We already established that. Shtut Lamikach, right? It's one sixth of the price. Atana Shtei Kesef, Ahuda Shava Prutit Stuichalait. The answer is we needed it there in order to set up Tanan Hoda'ah. And it's Auna Arba Kesef isn't there for itself, it's there to say, that's Arba Kesef, but Tana is half that amount. 2 Ma Kesef is enough for a claim. Now, Hagu Nami Tanina, that's a Mishnah in Shvuot. Shvuot Adayim Tashtar Nashta Kesef Adashar Pruta. The answer is safe is circling Tani Chamesh Pruta Tain. The whole reason that those three were brought, the first one from earlier in our parak and the other two from Masachet Shvuot, is for the list of the five prutot. All right, chamesh prutotein. V'lini nami ha'ona pruta. Why don't we mention that ona is also pruta? Meaning, if you sold something worth 6 prutot and you sold it at 7, that's ona of pruta. That's the minimum. Amrav Kana zot amert ain ona the prutot. That shows you that ona doesn't reach that low and only starts at ma'a kesef. V'levi mar yesh ona prutot. Levi disagrees. Once it's reached a pruta of ona, that's already ona, so it should be in the Mishnah. And Levi's version of the Mishnah actually had that chamesh prutotein. Everybody has chamesh prutot, but he has different five. Ha'ona pruta, which means one of our list is going to have to go out. Ha'oda pruta, that's on our list. Kedusha isha pruta, that's on our list. Gezel pruta, that's on our list. So at least one's going to have to go out. And guess what? Yeshivata dayanim pruta is a second substitution, which is yeshivata dayanim, meaning Beit Din will not sit down to hear a case unless the argument is over a pruta or more, which means that he left Aveda and Me'ila off. Now, V'tana Didan, my time alok Tani Yeshivat Adayanim. Why didn't our Tana include that the Beit Din won't sit for that amount, for less than that amount? Tana Lai Gezel, because they already mentioned Gezel. In other words, once we said that a case of Gzela will not generate the full force of the law if it's less than Shavar Pruta, that therefore implies Yeshivat Adayanim. Milo Tani Gezel, Tani Aveda. But wait a second, our Tana wasn't so constricted. He learned Gezel, he also learned Aveda. According to that, he should have 4 pruto, just say Gezel, then include Aveda, Yeshivat HaDayanim. The answer is Hanachit Sturichalei. The truth is that you need both Gezel and Aveda. Why? Gezel, Hanigzal Chagoz Machavero, Shara Pruta Vnishbalo, Yechenu Charav Vafilo Madai. The fact that Halacha is that you have to follow him to the ends of the earth to return the Gzela, if you took a Shvua and only had a Pruta, that's a unique Halacha. And Aveda, Mos Aveda, Shara Pruta, Chayav Lahachis of Agav Dizal. That if you found an Aveda worth a Pruta, even if in the meantime it devalued to the point of less than a pruta, you still have to be machris. So these are unique halachot, and that's why both of them had to be taught. V'Levi, ma'itam alotani aveda b'pruta, so why doesn't Levi have aveda on his list? So tana le gezel, as far as he's concerned, gezel includes all forms of debt, as it were. Umilotani gezel, tani shivat ha-dayanim, but he also had the shivat ha-dayanim, which we said was included in gezel. The answer is shivat ha-dayanim is turicha le'lafukim and Rav Katina. Levi had to teach shivat ha-dayanim to oppose the position of Rav Katina. What was that? The Rav Katina, Beit Din is kakina fil pachon shav bruta. Beit Din will sit down to hear a case, even if it's less than shav bruta. So, okay, we're going to revisit that in a minute. But Levi, my time alok tani hektesh. Why didn't Levi learn hektesh? Remember, he left hektesh and aveda off the list. So aveda, we said, is subsumed under gezel for him. But why isn't hektesh on the list? The answer is bechul and kamari. Levi's list is only in a secular domain. Kochim lo makamari. But if our Tana includes Hekdesh, Latan Dan Kamari Behakod Shim Nini Maser Pruta, you should also mention the halacha that generated this whole discussion, with the early discussion, which is that you can't redeem Maser Sheni for less, if it's less than a Pruta. The answer is Kamadamar Ein Bachum Sho Pruta. He holds like Rosh Lakish, which is that the limitation is even if the fruit's worth more than a pruta, you don't redeem it. That's not a limit. It's only if the chomesh is less than a pruta. So why doesn't he list that? The answer is b'karna kamayi b'chomesh l'kamayi. His prutot are only the capital, not the chomesh. And as an example, if you stole four prutot from somebody and took a shvua, the chomesh should be, if it's, let's say, four prutot minus a little bit, the chomesh would still be less than a pruta. You still have to follow him to the ends of the earth because the karen is what defines it. So again, Levi's list is built on the idea that it's only dealing with the secular, and that Yeshivat HaDeinim had to be mentioned to oppose the position of Rav Katina, and Gezel and Aveda worked together, and he had to mention Onoah because he believes that Onoah reaches down as far as Prutot. Our list takes the position of Kahana, that Onoah does not reach down as far as Prutot. Gezel and Aveda both had to be learned, and were willing to also mention the sacral, not just the secular, but Maser is not there because our Tana holds like the position that if the fruit is even more than a pruta, it may still not be liable for pidyon if the chomesh is not. Okay, Gufa Amar Rav Katina, Beitin is kakina fil pach mishar pruta. So we heard Rav Katina's position that Beitin will sit down to hear a case even if it's less than shavar pruta. So, Rava challenged it. This is in the case of Mi'ila. Rava Pochet Shav Pruta Lishavan, which proves to you, which indicates that you have to return something you stole from Hekdesh, even if it's less than Shav Pruta. So, the Kodesh, Inav, Al Had Yod Lavan, that's only in the case of Kodesh. So, you see that Beit Din will not sit down for a case of less than Shav Pruta. Nobody would suggest they do. Ela I itmar hachitmar. This is how it should be read. Amrav katina im hius kaku beitin l'shar pruta. Kamerafal filim pachom l'shar pruta. If beitin originally sat down to hear a case of shar pruta, they'll stay there even if it's less than shar pruta. Tchadin ba'in pruta, gemar din lo ba'in pruta. So of course, Amrav katina, it's only when the beitin sits down that there needs to be a pruta generating the case. But, after they finish the case, then if later on it becomes worth less than a pruta, or let's say part of it got solved, so it's less than a pruta that's being discussed, they'll finish the din. And that's where Levi and Rav Katina disagreed. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up at the next Mishnah on Daf Nunhe Amud Bet with, we just had the five prutot, now we have the five chumashim. We mentioned, of course, Truma and Maser and Maser Sheni, and Hekdesh, and Me'ila, and Gezela. And we'll see expansion on some of these, specifically in the case of Truma, when we pick up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.